listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to State of the Art with Michael Sterling and Paul Strolley right here on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, you are. Again.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I'm Michael Sterling.
You are Michael Sterling, but you're looking a little Jeremiah Johnson. Let me tell you.
What does that mean?
You're looking a little hirsute, as they say.
Yes. Really?
Good gift for you.
Is that a good look? Or
no, it's, it works for you.
Does it?
Kind of scraggly. As I said last week, little boy band.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Got the little, scraggly thing.
I guess.
I can't do that because when I grow because with my nose, I do that, I look like a bird of prey.
Oh,
I do. I look like a 6'2" cockatiel.
Oh, so we don't want that. Do
no,
we? No.
Well, let's begin by thanking our sponsor, shall we?
Absolutely, Paul. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Breakdown Services, the entertainment industry standard used around the world, providing the most professional means to reach talent agents as well as actors when casting a project. To learn more about Breakdown Services, visit them at BreakdownExpress.com.
We'd also like to acknowledge PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the Internet's most prominent listening sources for the live arts in Southern California. We're grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to our weekly live arts calendar.
And with us, Paul, today.
Yes, do
in
tell.
In studio.
Do tell.
A pink lady.
Yes.
No, not the specialty cocktail.
I was going to say, I prefer a sidecar. But if we can...
No, not the paparazzi magnet / pseudo-actress Angeline. Who drives her hot pink Corvette through the streets of Hollywood. But this is the real deal pink lady.
The original.
Who is one of LA's most innovative theatrical producers. Jackie Goldberg is here today to talk about her new show, The Beat Goes On, opening next week in previews at the Theater of the Arts Arena Stage.
Uh-huh.
Welcome,
yes.
Jackie.
Yeah. Thank you.
You.
I am so excited.
Are you?
I am. I'm bursting. If you could see me, I'm bursting.
You are. I could tell. Yeah, I could tell you. We also have Ellen Burstyn? What?
No, sorry.
Also with us in studio is one of Hollywood's most respected veteran choreographers. As a hoofer, he's danced on Broadway, on television, and in most motion pictures. And he's also one of the star performers in the show we're talking about, The Beat Goes On. Please welcome Joe Giamalva. Did I get that right?
Yeah, Joe. He's in the house.
Because you're a Paisan.
Texas.
But Paisan, a Texas Italian. Really?
Yeah.
That's a little. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that. That's a whole other show. It's a whole story in and of itself.
Exactly.
So, how are you doing?
Before we get
to our lovely guests,
I'm good.
How are you doing?
Thanks for asking. Yeah, just kind of super busy and out to see a lot of theater this week.
Yeah, I see. You have like a royal flush of playbills in front of you.
A great theater that's been opening in town, and with the anticipation of The Beat Goes On opening this coming week in previews, and then its official opening coming up on the 12th of October.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
Oh, well,
all this
good
theater, right?
Very excited to see
and
you.
And you're in rehearsal, sir.
I'm in rehearsal, yeah. Sea Glass Theater's A Christmas Twist.
That's right.
Yeah, opening November 10th at the Victory Theater Center. Seaglasstheater.org, theater with the R-E spelling. I got that out in about 8 seconds, didn't I?
Yeah,
you did.
Bad.
I've done that before, haven't I? No, very excited. We're on a little tight schedule before this little break I have.
Yeah.
I have to go back east for something, but it is... we block the show in 9 days.
Wow.
Well, not even 9 days of rehearsal. Nine-day period, but it was 5 rehearsals. I blocked the entire show.
Great.
You're directing it and...
I'm directing it and I have a small part in it, yes.
There you go.
Yes, which shows you what an idiot I am.
Never.
I'm not busy enough, Michael.
No.
Hey, I got to ask you something.
Yes.
I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
Because I know you're one of those people that cell phones just annoy the living you-know-what out of.
Yes.
And I'm just curious about... why we get offended. Jackie and I were talking in the lobby beforehand. I actually saw her at Jinky's, our local lunch place over here.
I understand.
I didn't want to bother her during her her meal, but I did.
Did you figure
her.
Out who it was?
I knew who it was.
Yeah, especially I was having yogurt and strawberries.
I knew who it was. She's visible, Michael. She's visible from space.
In a beautiful way.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't want to bother her because I always feel like, you know, before we get to the show, I have that stalker look about me. But I'm just curious about why is it that it's so much more annoying when people talk on a cell phone in a restaurant, in a diner or whatever, like Jinky's is like a diner type of place.
Yeah.
But yet, if they were having a conversation with the person right there, we wouldn't be upset by it.
Right.
But yet, the fact that they're on a phone, I mean, I hate it too, but I'm just curious why we are, as a culture, so much more judgmental of that conversation than if they were just sitting with the person.
Well, first of all, I think this might have something to do with it. Usually when one is on a cell phone in the environment of a public place like that, that's right. So intimate as a restaurant and you're next to them, they're raising their voice on the cell phone. So their level of communication is higher than we're usually exposed to. The very idea that it doesn't occur to them to either, you know, miss the call or put it on hold, or if they have to take it, at least have the courtesy to walk outside and take it.
It's the ring.
Is beyond me. Right. Yes, and the ring is obnoxious. I don't care what kind of a ring it is. It's obnoxious.
I think it makes me feel very important.
Is that it?
See,
thank you, Joe, for cutting through the fat for us.
Yes.
Thank you for cutting through the fat.
Forget the ring. Okay.
Because actually, the only time it doesn't bother me is since I changed my ringtone to, hey, that's Michael Sterling. So, Mike, that's the only one that doesn't bother
you. Listen, a client of mine, and I love this guy. 27 years I've represented Scott Hamilton, the Olympic champion.
Yeah.
Wonderful man, one of the nicest men on the planet, was certainly one of the most talented. His ring, when I call, what it says to him on his phone is, you so don't want to take this call.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That's hysterical.
God bless you.
That's hysterical.
Yes.
Well, okay, I was just curious about that because I know that's a particular bugaboo of
yours. It is. Damn it. And you know it's still happening in cars. I see it every day. People sitting there with it. They're not even trying to hide it.
I told you about the texter on the scooter.
No.
Scooter.
What?
Vespa.
Yeah.
Both hands off the handlebars, texting with both hands on a scooter going down Olympic Boulevard.
Oh, my
unbelievable.
God.
Unbelievable. I'm sorry. I commandeered the first part of our show about our week. Did you have anything to chime in?
No,
should we
not
jump
at all.
To
let's,
our
let's jump to it.
Jump
got
to
a
our
big
guests.
Show
okay.
Today.
We do have a big show. 10 years ago, at age 70, our first guest created a series of seminars to encourage fellow baby boomers and seniors to reinvigorate their lives. Known as the Pink Lady, that title emanating from her trademark color while working in the fashion world. She's also an actress and a producer of distinguished theater. Her favorite saying, to think pink is to see everything in life as beautiful and filled with love. Here to talk about her latest endeavor in theater, The Beat Goes On, opening in previews October 4th with its official opening night October 12th at the Theater of Arts Arena Stage in Hollywood. Please welcome Miss Jackie Goldberg.
Hey, Jackie.
I have to tell you something, though, Michael. I'm not used to Jackie. It's 47 years of my life that I've been the Pink Lady. So the postman, my dentist, my doctor, everybody is like, Pink Lady.
Yeah.
So you can...
What do they call you? Pink?
Pink
really?
Lady. Oh, yeah. So whatever you want to call me, call
what
me.
What would you like us to call?
I like Pink Lady or Pink.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just call you Pink.
Okay.
Cash.
Yeah.
You call it Pink.
You should go to her house.
Yeah.
Is there what color?
Oh yeah.
Guess what color the water hose is?
Pink. The garden hose?
My goodness, you've spent a fortune on finding pink in your life.
It's the aura.
Well, you say in your bio, that it's a color of energy for you, and it brings a lot of wonderful energy surrounding you all the
time. Right, and I wear glasses, my sunglasses, and they have a rosy aura, and I say I look at the world with rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
And that's what makes, I say, everyone that I look at and speak to beautiful and wonderful from the inside out.
Well, I think you have...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I just think she has such an interesting backstory, having been a widow.
Right.
Which...
Twice?
I didn't know it was twice.
Yeah.
And then... creating these seminars for seniors to get out and get a life. Yeah. So tell us about that. You wanted to reinvent yourself.
I did. When I lost my second husband, I was 70.
Yes.
And that was 10 years ago, because I'm a young 80 now, just last week. So I decided that this world doesn't understand that when one reaches 60, you don't lose everything that you've gained all these years. If you're an artist, you're not going to stop drawing. Mm-hmm. If you're an actress, you're not going to stop acting. So I said, you know what? I want to tell the world what I'm doing. So I decided to get up, get out, and get a life for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing it, I've helped so many people at my seminars that didn't realize it, when they leave it, they go and they go, hey, Pink, thank you. I'm 69 or I'm 78 and I got a life out there. I said, you sure do, sweet thing.
I tell you, I can just comment on that because I have the perfect example of how important that is. My grandmother at 94 passed away just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh. Yes,
and God bless her. And she was very ill in the final year and a half. However, about 5 years before that, she was all about, I want to be in my own place. I want to be at my house. Yeah. I don't want to be in, there's a place near my mother's house called River Glen, which is actually an astounding assisted living care facility. She was like, I just want to be by myself.
Oh.
So she was by herself in the apartment that we got for her, and she was atrophying. She wasn't doing anything mentally, physically. She wasn't doing anything. She was like, you know, I want to check out that place. She went there where there was activity, there was energy, where there was entertainment, where there were people her age, a conversation she could have. It was like she was born again.
That's right.
And it was all, it was nothing medical. It was nothing like that. It was all about the fact that there was activity for her to do, things that interested her,
and people to be with.
Yeah,
reason to get up in the morning.
Yeah, reason exactly. Yeah. Exactly
something
that.
To live for.
Exactly that. Exactly that.
And I think that's incredibly important. And we, as for those of us who have parents, you know, still living, we should be encouraging them, I think, to do these things.
Yeah.
So my father was quite active, but he did pass last year of Alzheimer's, unfortunately.
Sorry.
And my mom is in her late stages of it now,
so it's
a little too late. But they were both very active people. I just don't think they were active enough toward the end.
Right.
No, my grandmother in Italy, my other grandmother, 98, just unstoppable.
There you go.
Unstoppable.
You, go.
You know.
I think
13
it's activity.
Kids.
I think it's keeping your mind active and your and aware of what's happening.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
I have a question for
you,
Timothy, on that. Obviously, pink is your favorite color, when did you adapt the persona? Like, there had to be a point where it was sort of like.
I was in the California Mart one day. I was in the fashion business.
Oh, you have it down to the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And my late husband was about 18 years older than I was. And I'm walking down the California Mart, and I happened that day to wear pink. And someone yelled, hey, pink lady. My husband said, come here. Do you want to be known in this country, in this world, in this industry? I said, yeah. He said, you are now the pink lady. Within 2 weeks in the California Mart, we had a huge glass showroom. There was a huge sign saying, Walter P. Goldberg and Associates with a pink star, starring the pink lady, 47 and a half years ago.
Wow.
And it just took off. I mean, so wherever I went from then on, Jackie Goldberg lost her name, and the pink lady became the persona. And it has helped me immensely in my whole life.
You know, but you do have that sort of energy about it. As Michael said earlier, it's not just the color that glows. You're an effervescent personality.
You
really are.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure to meet you.
Thank
I'm just
you.
Very, very,
all,
very
all
lucky.
My kids, I have five children, and my oldest will be 60 next month.
Wow.
And he said to me the other day, if we could bottle that energy, he said we would make $1 million.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, you still have time.
Thank
right?
you.
You still have time to do that, figure that out.
That's my next project.
And please let Paul and
so
I know.
speaking of projects, let's talk about the project that we currently have here. The one that you are involved with. This is The Beat Goes On, a celebration of the young at heart. It is a limited engagement. It's going from October 4th through November 25th. It's already it's so popular. It hasn't opened yet. It's
actually
already extended.
We've already extended 2 weeks.
We've just been given this news right before we went on the air.
And this is at the Theater of Arts Arena Stage at 1625 North Las Palmas Avenue in beautiful Hollywood. And the website for this is Rockin'. Now keep in mind there's no G on that. Rockin' with
actually,
the H's.
I'm going to change that.
Oh, yeah?
The new one is, I just got it, so I'm really so excited.
Okay.
It's www.pinkladyhollywood.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's and that will the information for the show will be there as
Actually, if you just give my telephone number and the email, that's where they can reach it at 818-606-6679.
That's 818-606-6679.
Or
yes, yes.
Pink Lady with the number 7 at earthlink.net.
PinkLady7 at earthlink.net.
Yeah.
Limited engagement.
Lucky
seven. We'll throw that out there a couple of more times before the hour is up. So since we are talking about The Beat Goes On, tell us what audiences can expect when they go there.
You know what?
Absolutely.
This is my fourth production. 4 years ago, I started with Rockin' with the Ages, The Beat Goes On. My company is called Senior Star Power Productions. And I decided that because of what the media thinks of a 60, 70, 80, 90-year-old person, I'm going to show them that we're not what they think we are, rocking chairs and knitting. So I decided to get out there, right? And I started doing a full-blown musical. So I did the first show, second show, third. This one is absolutely off the roof. And what it is I got a choreographer, phenomenal, Kate Kaplan, who won an Ovation Award, Michael.
Yes.
And she's really,
yes,
really good.
Kate. I know the name.
And I got Michael, David O for my musical
we
director.
We love David O.
And
yeah.
Then for my costume person, Ann Close Farley, who is unreal. I have the best set designer, Keith Mitchell, lighting, Gerard Sayeg. Cricket Myers is my sound designer.
Yeah, done work for
I put it all together with a great, enthusiastic cast, including my darling Joe here, who are full of piss and vinegar. Pardon me. I'm not supposed to say that,
it's
but
okay, it's the internet.
I said it. Okay, I love it.
It's the internet.
Yeah,
we're
I'm
fine.
So quiet and humble. I did it. But anyway, but the whole show is like not going down memory lane. I don't want to tell you about it. It is sassy, sexy, and scintillating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Three S's.
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. Well, yeah. Which of the three
guess
are you,
which
Joe? Which one are you?
All three.
I would say that's right.
Well, look at it this way. At least you're one of those three, and you're not piss and vinegar. So that's
exactly.
The big one.
Oh, dear. Can't take me anywhere.
So you also are a performer yourself, right?
Yes,
you're
I am.
A member of SAG and
uh-huh.
AFTRA and all the unions, and you do commercial work?
Yes, I do. In fact, I had a big one the other for the past 8 months now. For the city of L.A., it was called the SNAP program.
Mm-hmm.
They took it in my pink home,
oh.
And I'm the pink lady. And at the end, I wanted to give them the check, because in the end, I'm typing in my name. Out comes the pink lady. I mean, it was like publicity, like you cannot believe.
Wow.
It was in every metro station, all over L.A. It was really a good one.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
oh,
it
nice.
Was fun.
Now,
was
so
fun.
When you participate in that part of the business, you're as yourself, or do you assume roles?
I assume roles.
You do.
And I tell them when I walk in, because I'll walk in like I was on House last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in pink. You know, they wanted a little old lady. Well, here I am. And they chose me, and I wore a gorgeous purple Armani suit.
Mm.
So I had to psych myself out, Michael. I had to go, it's okay, Jackie. You're still Jackie. You're still the pink lady. It's okay. And it worked. It just worked. You know. So it was fine.
Yeah.
What was the role? What role was it on House? What did you do on House?
I was with House, Dr. House there.
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah. And afterwards, he said to me, you're edible. He said,
oh,
you are absolutely adorable. He said, you could be my mother anytime.
Oh.
So I was just...
He's the nicest man. I met him a couple of times. I used to do work for a friend of our theater company on our board is an actor who's on Desperate Housewives for years named James Denton.
Oh, yeah.
And James Denton works with this group called Band from TV, which is a bunch of... musicians who also happen to be on television shows, and they do these musical events for charity.
Right.
And Hugh Laurie plays piano for them.
Kindest man.
And I warmed up for them a couple of times doing stand-up before their concerts. And just a nicer gentleman you wouldn't want to meet.
In fact, he came over to me before I even began the scene. And he said, I don't want you to worry. I said, do I look worried? He says, no, in fact, you can calm me down.
That is so great. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sorry. Well, hello, Mrs. Vaccaro. Go ahead.
It's Paul.
Yes.
Excuse me. Every once in a while that happens. I think it's too much air conditioning between the car and the house.
Right.
Well,
right.
Drying.
Plus, it's
drying
you know, two packs of Luckies a day will do that.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no.
Not at all. Michael hasn't touched those in years.
In years.
Yeah.
Yes, many years.
How many years has it been for you?
Well, six, actually.
Really?
Six.
Yes.
But you
really?
Were never a heavy smoker.
No.
No, I was.
No.
I quit smoking. I used to tell people I don't smoke. I am a cigarette.
Really?
Oh, really?
Wow.
1997 was my last one. June 1997.
I never smoked.
Yeah.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Good for you.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I was always careful of, you know, health wise and everything else. So
well, it certainly benefited you. You look lovely.
Thank you.
You look lovely.
You do. I think I got caught up in what, you know, at the age that Paul and I are, we're you probably got caught up in the fact that it was a cool thing to do. You know,
yeah, exactly.
You taught that. And I remember my parents both doing it mildly during, you know, the 50s and 60s.
It was everywhere. And the advertising.
Look at the Marlboro Man. All of us girls were like, oh, my God, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, they made it sexy,
you know,
didn't
like, hello.
You know, Marlboro was originally marketed to women, and it wasn't until the Marlboro Man came out, it completely flipped their demographic.
Really?
It was originally a woman's cigarette because it was very, very mild. Yeah. Matter of fact, Jenny Jones. I used to work for the Jenny Jones Show in Chicago. I used to do stand-up for Jenny Jones. And the director of that show was one of the first original three Marlboro men.
Wow.
You know, and he just...
You know, when I was young and acting myself, one of my two roommates, we all shared a house out here in the San Fernando Valley, actually. Tony Dow's house. You remember Tony Dow?
Yeah,
Tony Dow.
My mother told me about it.
His family's house.
Okay.
And, one of my roommates was, during the course of his search to become, you know, an actor, landed the campaign as you know, they kept changing the Marlboro Man, but became the Marlboro Man. And
so a homely fellow then.
Really. He was a you know, great-looking man, but what he did is totally worked in the opposite direction for him because he was so known as that.
That was it.
With that endorsement that he never could...
He got typecast from a print ad?
Yes.
Wow. That must have been saturation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was major saturation.
That's unbelievable.
It was in every magazine.
It was just everywhere. Yeah, it was back when they were able to advertise it.
Yeah.
But let's stop talking smokes.
Okay.
Let's talk The Beat Goes On.
Yes.
And I shouldn't say that because I'm the one who brought it up. This is The Beat Goes On. This is opening October 4th and through November 25th. As we said earlier, it's already extended. Unbelievable. 1625 North Las Palmas Avenue at Theater of Arts Arena Stage, that's in Hollywood. And the website, Pink Lady, would you give it to us again since it's updated from this one?
It's www.pinkladyhollywood.com.
And the phone number for tickets also 818-606-6679. That's 818-606-6679. Limited engagement, and I can't believe this. General admission $34, seniors $29.
And group rates. Oh yeah.
And you don't even have to drive. It's walking distance from the Hollywood Highland Metro.
That's right.
Perfect.
Can't beat that.
Perfect. I'm there, Michael. I'm there.
Are you?
I am.
We're
I'm going
together. I'm going on opening night. I know that.
I'm back.
You know what? You're gonna walk. I have to tell everyone, you're going to walk the pink carpet.
Oh, wow. I would have been disappointed had you said anything but.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm all over that. Are you kidding?
I just caught a gaze of jewels here next to the pink lady with the beautiful pink sunglasses, rose-colored sunglasses. And what are those, your earrings?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. It's amazing.
That's a whole, there's like,
you gotta
there,
come
be,
to
there should
house.
Be a rainbow
to
leading
my
to that.
I would
yeah,
love
my
to.
House, you, I have a pink little car in my living room. I mean, you're just flipping.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a little BMW, but it says Pink Lady on it.
Okay, so it's not a pink BMW.
No, not yet.
What color is it?
It's like silver gray, you know.
Okay.
But I want to have it accented.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like that.
But I'm only 80. I mean, I do know all these words, you know.
So. Well, you're only as we're all as young as we want to be and as old as we think we are, so.
Well, that's good. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
I'll write it down now.
All right.
I got nothing else to do.
Paul, it is time again for our State of the Art sweepstakes.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay.
Sponsored
we'll take a little break before we talk to Joe here. Yes, do tell, Michael.
Yes,
do tell.
Our State of the Art sweepstakes sponsored by Breakdown Services. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen out there, each week we raffle off a different prize to a fan of State of the Art. Prizes are furnished by Breakdown Services and include free yearly subscriptions to Casting About, Casting Agent Directories, free video uploads for actors, headshot retouching, even a free year of unlimited submissions on Actors Access. And to enter, all you have to do is like us on our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/stateoftheartsla. So, Paul, can you spin the wheel? And will you announce the winner this week?
I certainly will, Michael. Matter of fact, I think I'll spin that wheel again.
Spin it twice,
I don't think I spinned it enough. Okay, here we go. Round and round she goes. Today's winner is Miss Rocky Ducharme.
That would be
Ducharme,
it.
Oh. Ducharme, a former resident of Tacoma, Washington, now living in L.A. Rocky, if you're listening, you'll receive a complimentary casting agent directory. Congratulations. Good luck with your career. And we will also alert you to your win through our Facebook page, which, as Michael said, is facebook.com/stateoftheartsLA. So I'm going to even give her an extra spin for that.
There you go.
Yes. And because I'm feeling enthusiastic.
Oh, dang it.
Yes. So now, Michael, before we talk to Joe, I wanted to, you were a very, very active theater goer in the past week. You saw Just in Love, you saw The Full Monty, you saw Titanic.
I did.
Do tell. Can you tell us about it?
I will. Listen up, folks. Do yourselves a favor and run. Don't walk, but run to see the following shows in town. The much-anticipated new musical Just in Love at Hollywood Celebration Theater, on stage now through November 18th. The plot centers around the character of Justin Rush, Hollywood's biggest movie star, aptly played by real-life star-to-be, Mr. Adam Huss, who has it all. A beautiful, devoted wife, more money than he knows what to do with, a huge summer action blockbuster set to open, and he's finding it harder and harder to keep his secrets. More secret than on our TMZ, Twitter-addicted, celebrity-obsessed social outlets in our culture.
Yeah.
Inventive sound effects and flawless direction with a well-suited score and one hell of a very charming and funny book, not to mention a cast of gold, led by Adam Huss, Tyler Ladon, Carrie St. Lewis, and the truly amazing Alette Taylor.
Oh, wow.
Got to see it, Paul.
Yeah, Tyler
I think you were at the opening.
I was. It was phenomenal.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. It's,
I
it's
was there
new
too.
And innovative.
Yes.
That's what I like about
Absolutely.
It. With a message.
A message that transcends many things in the
That's
show.
That's right.
And next up is The Full Monty.
Yes.
And we've had, last week, we had the stars of Just in Love in studio here, and the week before that, the stars of The Full Monty.
Yes, and in honor of The Full Monty, I'm not wearing pants today.
Oh,
just want you to know.
And he looks darling.
That darling's not what I want to hear.
And who just got extended? I don't know.
Yes, and we're extended.
There you go. Next up is The Full Monty at Hollywood's Third Street Theater, based on the 1997 film of the same name. This perfectly directed musical version of the film follows six unemployed Buffalo steel workers frustrated with money, women, and life without a paycheck, determined to be the best Chippendale-style dancers Buffalo, New York has ever seen. The workday men dance their way through a strip club act that ultimately teaches them what it really means to be a man. And The Full Monty isn't just about showing off the outside. It's what's on the inside that counts.
And what I think was most... I'm sorry, Michael, did I cut you off?
I wanted to just simply say that the cast of this wonderful show, first of all, is directed by our friend Richard Israel, who is an amazing director and has done yet another great job with this. The innovative use of video in this show, which Just in Love also uses this fabulous scenic design, you know, via video and still images and moving pictures and so
very
forth.
Different.
Fantastic. But he has put together a seriously serious, beautiful musical of this production. You know, it's generally done on a big stage. This was not. It was done in a limited space, but at a great theater.
That's what I was. What I was just about to ask you. I was curious about how they pulled that off because it's not associated with little small venues. And
well, the audience suddenly becomes, because it is a story about these men who become dancers in the local theater. Then the audience becomes the audience in that theater. Integrated spontaneously through the plot.
And they become extras.
Yes. And Will Collier, one of our great regional musical theater stars, is in this production, as is Owen Teague and Shannon Warren, who was with us on radio here, Ryan O'Connor, Aaron Bennett, and Chip Phillips as Harold. Amazing. Wendy Rosoff as Vicky, Morgan Reynolds, who was with us as Malcolm. He did a gorgeous, gorgeous job. He had one of the most beautiful numbers in the show. You know, it was a ballad that just brought tears to everybody's eyes.
Oh, wow.
It was really quite lovely. And Brian Durkin as Teddy, Harrison White, amazing as Horace, and the rest of the cast, top drawer theater. Please go see it. And then in closing, ladies and gentlemen, Musical Theater Guild, one of the great organizations in Los Angeles, has just done Titanic. a show that has only played in Los Angeles one time, and on Broadway had a short run, actually, but this is the way Titanic should be seen, because on Broadway, I understand it was quite lavish. In Los Angeles, the production that was done here at South Bay Center for the Performing Arts. It's no longer now. It was at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center.
Okay.
They themselves built a set for $1.5 million. Civic Light Opera made that investment because they thought the show was going to be so big they would have this incredible set on their hands to be able to rent out and they would recoup the money.
And it wasn't.
Unfortunately, it was not a hit, and they got stuck with the set, and nobody's doing the show.
Wow.
Wow.
But the way that it was done by Musical Theater Guild is as a concert version. And I've got to say that I was sitting there with the hair on my arm, standing straight up.
Wow.
The talent on this stage was so brilliant. The orchestral and vocal arrangements that were given to this show for this evening were breathtaking.
Wow.
It was monumental. We all know the story. We all know what happens. It doesn't make any difference. You don't want to miss a second of this musical. That was at the Alex Theater, and that was this past Monday. You have one more chance to see it, and that comes up at Cabrillo Music Theater in Thousand Oaks. And that is very simple to contact them at Ticketmaster, 800-745-3000.
This is the same production?
Same production. Oh. It moves over to the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza there for one night only, and that is coming up this week.
Okay.
Yeah, this week on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, that's a lot. All right. Well, good to hear. Good to hear. Once again, thanks to Performing Arts Live for supporting our live arts calendar. And you can find out more information about the theater we're talking about here today, all the shows that Michael just reviewed and mentioned, and many other worthwhile events taking place throughout Southern California every day of the week. And that's at performingartslive.com.
Yes.
Shall I introduce the gentleman
will
to my right?
Please?
Michael, I will. Our next guest has danced his way through stage and screen since age 4. On Broadway, he appeared with Robert Goulet in Candor and Ebb's The Happy Time. In film, he appeared with the lovely Liza Minnelli in New York, New York, and with the legendary movie star Mae West in her final film, Sextet. Oh, my gosh. Today, his diverse career also includes producing, directing, and choreographing, occasionally performing, and to the latter, he is one of the dynamic stars of the Pink Ladies, The Beat Goes On. Please welcome the uber-talented Joe Giammalva.
Yeah.
How are you?
Just great, and I'm honored to be here. I mean, I was reading the list of people that have already been here, and I felt so honored to be here today.
Well, thank you. We're very, very proud of the collection of people that we've gotten to our show. Most of that is due to Michael and his extended Rolodex. Cool. And be careful how many times I say that.
Extended seems to be the key
extended.
Word
it's
today,
a theme of the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's all dark.
But I'm just fascinated by your career and some of the things that you did. Of course, Mae West jumps right out at me on that one. But what? Can you tell us what it was like to work with her? She was in her.
That was her last film.
Yeah.
And. I actually understand it's playing at Limley Theaters again. I think they brought it back out again. Someone told me it was playing on Sunset. But I do have a story about that, as you probably know.
Is this one we want to save for the end of the show? Is this like an embarrassing story?
No, it's not embarrassing. It's just kind of funny.
Okay.
It's kind of cute.
You go for it.
I got another funny story for the end, too.
Okay, good.
But... if you ever see the film, there's a group of boys that come down the stairs, and I'm the first guy with holding a dozen roses, you know. And a very good tap routine that we did. And then one day on a break, Mae West was in one of the standing. Remember in the old days they had the standing. When you couldn't sit down in your costume, what do you call it?
Oh, yeah, no.
I know.
It's a standing thing. So anyway, right. I walked over to her one day and I said, "Oh, Miss Mae West, I just wanted to say how much I love you and appreciate and think, you know, what a great career you've had." And Mae West looked at me and she looked up and down me and she looked up and down me and she said, "Oh, where did they get you? From an orphanage?" So that's a Mae West story. I'll never
forget.
How
funny. How special that was. They get you from an orphanage.
That is funny.
Every I always think of her. Every time I drive down Vine and the top of the...
Yes.
What is the
famous apartment?
The Ravenswood?
Right. The Ravenswood, right.
Yeah.
Amazing lady.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I dined next to her in a restaurant called Morton's, which used to be...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was just amazing just to even... be 6 feet away from her and see this iconic
that voice.
People don't realize how much she did. Everyone thought she was just an actress, but she wrote and she produced and she was
before her time.
Opened a lot of doors. So Joe, now you are in this thing. The beat goes
I am
on.
In this thing.
And I'm curious about what are you? I'm just I'm just so excited to see this because it just sounds so wonderful. And how has your experience been so far? It just sounds like it's been great. Can you tell us some of the things you do in it, some of the numbers you might have?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. Actually, 2 or 3 years ago, Pink stopped me on the street one day. Actually, I was producing the Gold Diggers at the Oportal Theater, and this little lady came up to me, this little pink lady. And I thought, oh, my God, what is this? You know, and she said, I want you in my show. I want you in my show. And so I... said, okay, sure. Went away. The following year, she called me again, and she said, I want you in my show. And I said, yeah. So the third year, which is this year, she called me, and she said, I need some boy dancers. And I said, well, I'm not a boy dancer, but I'm a dancer. And I said, you know, I thought about it. I got off the phone with her, and I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? October 11th, I'll be 65 years old. And I
years
thought,
young.
Yes, years young. Yes, exactly. I'm very blessed. And I said to Pink, I said, you know what? For my birthday, I'm going to give you a present. And I'm going to be in your show. And that's going to be my present to you. So on very shortly, on Thursday the 11th, I have a matinee. And I'll be 65 years old. And I'm dancing like I was 20 years old again, and I'm really loving it because I haven't performed in many, many years.
Really?
I've directed shows and choreographed many shows and produced shows. But a couple of years ago, speaking of the Gold Diggers, I did a number called The Producers out in Palmdale, and because the girls asked me to be in the show, and I said, sure, I'll do it. Well, I did it, and it all just came back again. It was like, you know, summer stock in 1965 all over again. I just had this great feeling of this is what I'm supposed to do.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm in the show and I'm dancing. The greatest thing about this company for me is that I'm performing again with people that I've known and performed with 40 years ago.
That's right.
Wow.
My partner, Susie Ewing.
Who is one
of the Gold Diggers, actually.
Adorable.
We went to college together in Jacksonville, Texas, 40 years ago. We're dancing together in the show.
And they're adorable.
And we're having so much fun. And it's just Kit Smythe, I did Gypsy with. I was a kid.
Who I knew.
1967.
When I was a kid. Kit Smythe.
Oh, my God.
Kit Smythe. Huh? Marcia Rod.
She and her then husband.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also Debbie and Bill Bartlett, who are our counterpart. We have double cast. So
it's not just like going back to performing. It's going back to sort of being in the bosom of the performance family that
really
you
amazing.
Grew up in.
Bill and Debbie, I did Disney on Parade with in 1970. We toured the United States and Canada and Australia for 3 years. And now all of these people we're all back together again. And it's like a rebirth. And the show is so much fun. Kate Kaplan is great choreographer, director, and David O is a wonderful musical director.
Now I'm curious about the you said earlier doing this that you hadn't performed, you directed and all that, but that astounds me that you didn't perform because you're such a vibrant man, you're in such great physical shape, and I'm just curious why was that just sort of. Did you, and you said this sort of, the beat goes on, reawoke this thing in you. Did you just find that, did you tire of it? Did you find that there weren't roles for people in your age group?
You know, it's a very interesting question. And I think I took on this idea that many people have, that when you reach a certain point, it's time, and this is hard, this is like almost a confession, but like at 40, I pretty much stopped performing. And fortunately, I was a good choreographer, director. You know, I was good at it. Some dancers don't necessarily cross over.
Stop with the dancing,
after they dance. And so I was good at it. So I worked all the time. But I had this kind of thought in my head that, you know, let the young kids do it kind of attitude. I know it sounds like a terrible confession, but it's true, you know, and the years went by and by and by, and I just kept working in the business. I'm a tap teacher. I teach tap, you know. I just felt I was always in the business. I was on The Nanny with Fran Drescher. I worked as a dialogue coach. I've never just been a dancer. You know, I've been diverse, which is what I try to teach the young kids today. Don't just say, I'm a dancer, right. I'm a singer, right. I'm an actor. You're everything. Or yeah. Teacher. There's nothing wrong with being a teacher.
Well, and the more you can be, the more successful you are.
What I found was that at any given time, I was always making money because I didn't pigeonhole myself.
Right.
So
I think the field that we have chosen here is the only field where the worst advice you could give someone is find the one thing you can do and stick
exactly.
to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Right.
Well, there's this thing about do what you do best. But that's not true. I mean, you could have a lot of bests.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I do. I also had half of my career was costume characters. I was Mickey Mouse for Disney for back in the 70s. I was on the Disney Channel and did 240 half-hour episodes of Welcome to Pooh Corner.
Wow.
As Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
And I worked for Sid and Marty Krofft on Land of the Lost.
Oh, my God.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
Oh, man.
Up and stuff.
I didn't know that.
So I've been blessed. I mean, so blessed. My dancing has taken me so far.
And you certainly did your share of television variety show dancing.
I did.
As well.
I did. I was on Sonny and Cher. I was on The Osmonds Show. I toured with Donny Marie Osmond for 3 years.
Yes.
I get a little nervous when I start reading what I've done because it's like, I should be 125 years old.
Oh, you're so funny.
Speaking of what Joe has done and what Joe will be doing, one of the things he will be doing is the show that we're discussing today, and that's The Beat Goes On, a celebration of the young at heart. This is at the Theater of Arts Arena Stage at 1625 North Las Palmas Avenue in Hollywood, California. And for tickets, you can call 818-606-6679. That's 818-606-6679. And we'll throw that out there again.
And since we are here and I'm sitting here with Pink, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank her for being so persistent and wanting to put me back in show business.
She's
just an amazing lady. I mean, she's just, and her goal, and I don't know if it's been said yet, but her goal is another reason why I wanted to do this show, because Pink wants a theater
all year long.
All year long, dedicated to seniors. You can do your nightclub act in this theater. You can do 70 Girls 70 in this theater. You know, and this is a dream and a goal. So it's not just I want to do a show.
No.
She's got a dream, and I want to be a part of that dream.
I just got my 501c3 nonprofit.
Nonprofit, yeah.
And now I'm going after, like Joe said, something, a theater all year long for workshops, for everything, for three musicals a year for seniors, 60 and over, because we don't have that here in L.A.
No.
And I think it's needed, and one out of every five persons in the next 10 years will be 65 and older.
Well, I'm telling you,
it blows your mind.
If you have already extended this show before you've even opened, that just tells you that there is an audience for this, you know, very much so. And also in regard to what you were saying, Joe, I mean, it's lovely for you to thank her for getting you back in the game. But I would imagine, looking at this and hearing the stories that you're telling, that it sounds to me like every single person in the cast of this show would thank her just for the experience.
I think they would. Yeah. And we, many times, we say when we get to rehearsals at night, we're so happy to see each other.
Yeah.
And we say, we're so happy to see each other again. Because, I mean, I used to stand in the wings and watch Kit Smythe. And I did Gypsy with her, and I was one of the newsboys. She thinks I was Tulsa, but I wasn't. I always wanted to be Tulsa, but I never got the part. Anyway, because I did Gypsy several times. I did it once with Gisele McKenzie, too, which was incredible.
Wow.
But I used to stand in the wings and watch Kit just every night because she's so beautiful. She was so beautiful.
And she's very sexy, too.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. Sexy. And yeah. Wait till you see her in our show.
Wait till you see her now.
She's still gorgeous. And
Doctor
But it's so
gorgeous.
Nice to be with those people again.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Well, it does sound like Summerstock. It sounds like Summerstock a few years later.
It really does. And we're wondering what we're going to do after our rehearsal's over because we're going to have a lot of parties.
I want to go that night, Michael.
Yeah.
I want to go the night with the pink carpet.
Yeah. That's the opening night.
Oh, yeah.
The opening weekend.
Opening week.
You have
12th,
two opening nights?
Yes, the 12th and the 13th.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Whatever night I don't have a rehearsal, I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got to look at my schedule because I definitely want to catch this thing. Because Monica would dig this too.
I'm sure.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I'm sure she would.
Yeah. We're at that time, Michael.
We are. I just want to say real quickly once again, ladies and gentlemen, on what we've talked about today on The Beat Goes On, and Paul has told you a couple times, go see this amazing show with these amazing people and doing something that's very important, keeping theater alive here in Los Angeles. It opens October 12th officially and the 13th. It will continue through November 11th at the theater.
No, November 25th.
I'm sorry, forgive
That's okay.
me. Yes, November 25th because of the extension. At the Theater of Arts Arena Stage in Hollywood. Musical Theater Guild coming up September 30th. Titanic. Calvin Remsburg, the great Calvin Remsburg, directing their production. Don't miss this. I urge you, seriously, see this. Justin Love at the Celebration Theater in Hollywood through November 18th, at least for the time being. And that is a production, again, that is just making the critics go nuts here. So get your tickets. Call the Celebration Theater. Call Musical Theater Guild. Call the Theater of Arts Arena Stage. And go support theater.
Go out.
Right?
Go out. Don't rent the video.
That's right.
Go out.
We must baptize you now.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Okay, I'm ready.
This is your baptism.
This is the thing we mentioned in the, I mentioned to you guys before the show. Oh. If either of you have a tale of woe or something funny that happened during performance or an onstage mishap or something that you think our listeners might find funny.
I just have to tell you, this is funny. Because I've actually only started acting again like about 8-9 years ago. And I was on a little stage called Sage Russ Cantina, and it was Grapes and Raisins, and I was a little part. And they said, and the audience went crazy. They were jumping up for the whole group. And the director came out. He said, I would like my star to come out. Well, I didn't. I thought I was the star. And I walked out. And he looked at me. I had like two lines. And I walked out, and I'm bowing with my big pink boa, and the audience is going, okay, and then they applauded too. But then he went, and now my other star? So that was my entrance onto the stage, like I shouldn't have been there.
Hey, you know,
but
it's
I
all
thought
perception.
I was a star, I'm the star. That's more.
She still does.
And the only reason that was awkward was because the other star came out was Joe. So that's a
we've done that on stage together too. I had to drag her off, told her 911 calling.
What? What is your?
Well, I have just a fun story. The dancers will probably appreciate. Years ago, I in Summerstock in Fort Worth, Sandy Duncan, lovely Sandy Duncan.
Oh yeah.
I love Sandy Duncan, and we were doing Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and there's the park scene, a ballet scene. Sandy and I were dancing together, and back in those days, I did really really good split jumps.
You mean you don't know?
You won't see them in the show this time.
Not without CGI.
Not for a lot of money. Anyway, story said, so I was doing my split jumps, and I was in a cute little sailor outfit, you know, and I was just thinking I was a hot shit, you know, stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
So I did my split jump one night, and all of a sudden...
Oh no.
The inevitable dancer's nightmare. My pants split from right at the base.
Oh,
and
my.
There I was. And actually somebody took a picture of it. I actually have a picture in my album.
Oh no.
And the little white briefs.
Who had the camera at the ready?
No, but somebody.
Really.
Wow.
The person who had the camera was the same one who went and pulled the threads out
there
to set up that.
Oh,
my God.
Anyway,
oh,
that was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
So then the audience got more than what they were bargaining for.
Tickets went up the next week.
Exactly. Anchors away.
Oh, I love it.
Ship ahoy.
Aye, aye.
Oh, that's hysterical. I tell you, I have not enjoyed a show this much in a long time.
Yes.
I just really love having
you. We always have good shows, but you're very, very special. Thank you, Joe, for coming on.
Thank you, Michael.
And thank you, Pink.
Thank you. Oh,
I like calling her Pink.
I love
Just
it.
Pink, yes. Yes. And the best of luck with your show.
I want to slide in one thing before we say. I was remiss in not mentioning the Full Monty one more time when I was giving that little last call out for theater at the Third Street Theater, ladies and gentlemen. Brilliant production directed by Richard Israel. And simply call tickets. That's 888-71-8425-3 to get your tickets. Also, it has just been extended.
And one more for our two guests here.
Absolutely.
The beat goes on. Get those tickets. 818-606-6679. 818-606-6679. This is The Beat Goes On. Theater of Arts, Arena Stage. We have to say goodbye. It was a pleasure having both
Thank
of you on.
So
Absolutely.
Thank you
so much.
We
Thank
will
you.
Not be here next week
That's
because
right.
I have a previous obligation, but we'll see you the week following.
We'll have a best of State of the Arts.
Best of next week. And Michael, always a pleasure sharing the
Thank
mic with you.
Thank you, Paul. See you on the radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Paul Strolley right here on LA Talk Radio.